You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now tuned in to the Mike's Opinion podcast. How are you doing? How are you doing? You know, that's always the first thing I want to know. First thing I want to say, how are you doing? I come to you in peace. Peace. So, I hope you're doing all right. I hope you are doing okay. I hope you're doing well. I hope spring is treating you well. We're into the month of April now. April is here. And they say April showers bring May flowers. From what I hear, it's going to bring the cicadas. So you might want to wear an umbrella or like one of them bee, you know, joints with the big hat and the net. Cicadas don't care. They'll fly right in your head. Pow! They don't even care. But big ups to nature. Nature has got to nature, right? Nature got to do its thing. We need nature. I love nature, even though nature can't harm you. Nature can kill you. So respect it. Respect it. Today's episode, I believe is episode 189. Episode 189. You can check me on that. It's all about your health. It's all about our health and our wealth. And before I even get started, I'm just going to let you know, I, Mike, of the Mike's Opinion podcast, is not a doctor. I'm not a PA, a physician's assistant. Anything that you hear in this episode are just me sharing things that I do to try to stay strong and healthy at damn near 60. Yeah, that's right. You say, yo, you 60, Nikki? Yeah! Feeling good, feeling strong, virile. You know, that fist is hard. Ugh. But yeah, so if you choose to indulge, start, try anything that I say here today, consult with your doctor, consult with your physician or anybody you go to for your health first, prior to starting consuming, ingesting, doing anything recommended in this video. Ain't it a damn shame? The times we live in, lawyers, there's a movie, I don't say it's an old movie, Pacino, Charlize Theron with her fine self, Keanu Reeves. It's called The Devil's Advocate, and you know, and it was a monologue Al Pacino played. Well, I was going to say spoiler alert, but the movie's like, I don't know, 20 years old. But Al Pacino plays the devil, and he has this monologue that, you know, why he chose to be a lawyer on Earth at this time, and it was modern times. And, you know, he said it's the ultimate backstage pass. Lawyers are into everything. And instead of saying this is a mug, they'll say the ceramic circular deep, you know, they drown you in the details and the technicalities. That's why lawyers are lawyers, right? So I have to preface. I can't just share with you the things I do to stay healthy without prefacing it first with go see some. So you can't come back and try to sue me. You ain't going to get nothing, but you can't say, yo, you told me to drink ginger, which is what I'm rocking with right now. Shout out to you. Clink, clink, toast. I'm going to get back to this in a second. And say that I didn't tell you. Like I said, I'm not a guru. I'm just a healthy man trying to share my healthy habits with you. And I'm not the healthiest man. So again, just before I go forward, consult a physician first before you do anything that I share with you in this episode. So I could be healthier. Couldn't we all, right? Couldn't we all be healthier? Of course we could. And, you know, I think back, I have a book that I've almost completed, and it's called, I haven't released it. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. But I don't know. Take it, run with it. But I'm going to need some residuals. I'm going to need some. I need a portion of that. I need a percentage, a large percentage. But cavemen, think about the diet and exercise regimens of cavemen. No modern buildings, no none of the comforts of modern society that we have now, indoor plumbing, microwaves, and the whole nine, fast food joints, restaurants, all these things, right? Caveman had to find a cave, get that shelter, right? Then, of course, I guess somewhere along the line, fire. But let's say even before fire, just a place to sleep where I'm not going to get stomped out, bitten, or eaten. A cave. Okay. And he was just chilling in his cave, stomach's grumbling, lean, lean. Body percent, body fat is 0%. Just slim and lean. I guarantee you wasn't no fat caveman. Now, when I say the word fat, I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but it is what it is. I mean to offend no one. Were there probably big boned cavemen? Sure. We're born in different shapes and sizes, right? Now, I don't want to get into the religiosity of it, whether you're Adam and Eve or, Allah or whatever. I'm just going to say cavemen, the earliest men and women on earth. Okay. What do they have to do? Hunt and gather. So you could imagine it's a no meat day. Like, I really don't have tools. I don't know how to kill that whatever that is running over there, yak, a cow, a dog, rabbit. Rabbits are swift. I hadn't figured out how to trap them or get them yet. So what am I eating? I'm going on tour, on a food tour. What did I? Oh, I came across a big field of blackberry bushes. I'm eating blackberries for 5 days until I'm ugh, I'm sick of blackberries, but they feed me, they feel good. Then I might come across a spinach. I sniff it out. Let me see. The rabbit's eating it. They didn't die. So I'm gonna eat some spinach. Point being, diet was most likely limited, sparse. Because those berry bushes don't last forever. They're gonna rot. So eating like that, and of course, back then, it was all organic, right? Well, no pesticides. You might have some animals peeing on some stuff, maybe, right? But the rain was pure, everything was pure. Talking probably millions of years ago, right? Hundreds of thousands at least. So, fast forward to today. The choices are abundant. We live in a time of abundance. And for that, I'm thankful, and you should be too. I mean, there are grocery stores. I want to say some names, but I'm not sponsored. On that note, support the show, please. You see this mug right here? It's an M mug. But it's not a Mike's Opinion podcast mug. But you can get a Mike's Opinion podcast mug, a Mike's Opinion podcast hat with this logo that's behind me. Yeah, I've seen the shirts that I wear. Check out the episodes. I wear my Mike's Opinion podcast shirt. I wear it out. And on the back, you can scan. Boop, but, get some merch. Support the show. It's quality merch. Show notes is where the link is at. If you're on YouTube, just check down there and you can see where the information is. And all the information is there. If you want to support the show monetarily, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, GoFundMe, it's out there and would be greatly appreciated to help me grow the show. Or in kind, if you're an advertiser, you just want to give me some advertising, that would be great. If you know how to spread the word, great. I'm still looking for, I've been seeing the AI joints that can make clips. I haven't done that yet. I am a one man band. I'm doing it all by myself. So, help would be greatly appreciated. And this month, later this month, celebrating 4 years, like I said, 189 episodes. And you say, yo, Mike, ain't nobody listening to this shit. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I got people all around the world. It may only be three people in each country, but that's okay, though. That's okay. So it is what it is. If I blow up, fine. If I don't, I'll just be a talking head. But here, we all need entertainment, right? And what's entertaining us most to me and people talk about me is what I call bullshit. And it's funny. A lot of it's funny, or a lot of it's drama, looking at other people going through bullshit, or cars climbing up mountains, or funny cats, or people slapping people, or whatever. But when you want something different than that, when you want something with some depth, which you want some education mixed with your entertainment, edutainment. Shout out to BDP, KRS-One, first time I've heard that term. If you're looking for something that feeds you your soul, consider me the vegetables of the podcast world. A lot of the other stuff is cotton candy and candy bars and all the other stuff. I don't think it's necessarily healthy for you, but it tastes good. It's good to watch. But the Mike's Opinion podcast, when you want something to feed your spirit, feed your soul, feed your brain, make you think, tune in to me. When you want something a little healthier, when you want something a little more substantive, okay? It don't have to be your regular diet, even though there's some of us that like that, intellectual banter, and like I said, the edutainment. So, I digress. I digress. That's what I do. I digress, but it's all connected. It's all intertwined. It's all connected. You know what I'm saying? So, support the show. It'd be greatly appreciated. I need you to do that. And you don't want to part with any of your hard-earned dollars. I get it. I'd appreciate it if you did, but I get it. Like, share, comment, interact, follow, subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate that. I need that to happen. That's how all these other shows and stuff is, word of mouth, really. But like I said, if you are able to help, you have technical expertise, reach out. DMs, I'm on all of the socials, Mike's Opinion Podcast, I'm all over the place. Okay, so back to the matter in hand. So I said I was gonna get back to this. I don't want it to get too cold, so I'm gonna keep sipping it. What I have here, I don't know, can you see that? What I have here in my M mug, get you a Mike's Opinion Podcast mug and send me a picture or a little video of it. That would just tickle me. I would be so excited, like a fan, like somebody did that. That'd be amazing. This is organic ginger root, and it's super, super simple. You peel it. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but it's definitely doable. I have one of those peelers. And then I take a knife and I put the water, and I use filtered water to even start with. Even though I'm going to boil the water, I get filtered water from my fridge and boil it. Excuse me. Bring the water to a boil, and I slice the ginger up, put it in there, and you can let it simmer. Because you don't want to roll and boil, because I do that. That's simmering for like hours. The longer you simmer it, the more potent it's going to get. For me, And you can get into the science. I'm not getting too scientific here, but like I said, I just want to share. I thought, this would be a good episode. It's spring. Everybody want to get, to those summer bodies. And, you see me, I'm not, I'm a slim dude. I'm not a fat person. And once again, I love all sizes and shapes of people. I don't judge people. I would just like us all to be healthy. So, ginger helps with my tummy. I don't really have, belly problems, but it definitely helps settle. I believe it has some anti-inflammatory properties. And for me, it's just a healthy drink. I'm not knocking anybody's stuff. I mean, I guess really I am. But tea bags in the box or anywhere that you get, I don't know what's in them. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who grew it. I don't know anything about it. I'm probably borderline paranoid about the source of stuff that we buy. There's a general trust, right, in society on planet Earth. I trust that you're going to obey the traffic lights and not hit me. I'm trusting that the stuff in that box, can, jar is safe to eat. And a lot of times it is not. Hence the recalls that happen all the time. And it's not just food, toys, cars. I mean, everything. There's recalls on almost everything. So if I can get something that was organically grown, or at least the little sticker says it is. And there's a sticker they said to beware of. I can't remember what it is right now, but look that up. If your fruits or vegetables have that sticker, you shouldn't get it. But so it looks like a real ginger root. AI ain't making it yet. I don't think they're doing genetically modified yet, but who knows? Because I understand that some of this genetically modified food, they don't have to label it as such. Man, it's a real effort. We don't have to be like the caveman and just go outside and find something to eat. Today, you have to take a real focused effort to make sure you're putting good stuff in your body. When I get meat, I smell it in the package before I don't care what the date says, I smell it too. I guess I'm a bit of a Neanderthal caveman, as my brother from another mother calls me. He says I'm a Viking. He says something's wrong with me because I'm just too manly. I'm too manly. I'm not afraid to be a man. I'm not going to apologize for it neither. I am a caring, sensitive, loving man, and but a man nevertheless. So that's what I got, my cup. That's what I'm drinking right now. But overall health, okay. So when you are young, you ever seen kids play out? It'd be 20 degrees outside. They ain't even think about it until they are frostbite or something. Some of these kids these days, they just, I'm cold. But when I was coming up, I grew up in New York City, it get cold, cold. And we'd be outside, young teenager, outside. Outside. I don't care what weather it is. What's the weather? I ain't thinking about the weather. As you age, as you get older and your body changes, you get more susceptible, more sensitive to the weather. Yes. Your body responds differently from exercise. It heals more slowly. Your digestive system slows down. So you, young, middle, or old, would benefit from taking care of your health and your body. Now, in this episode, I'm only talking about physical nutrition, and I'm not talking about mental health. But I will just slide a little bit in here on that. Stress will kill you. Find a way for an outlet for that stress. It could be exercising. It could be meditation. It could be yoga. It could be a hobby. It could be prayer. It could be a variety of things. But your mental health, which is a big thing now, it's a huge topic. You know, I've seen athletes walk away from the game because they want to secure their mental health. You know, I have so much to say, you know, as we evolve, as these decades and centuries pass, where we're headed as humans. Overall, I think we're getting much softer. And as we integrate with technology and AI and robotics become the norm, you know where we're headed. There's another movie, Art Imitates Life a lot of times, called WALL-E, WALL-E. And I love this movie. But in this movie, we walk, I mean, we don't walk anywhere. We sit on floating chairs and we have a screen in front of us, and that's all we do. We don't use our feet, we don't walk, and everybody's way overweight, and we think that that's utopia. And it's not. We discover that it's not. Excellent movie, especially if you have children. I've probably watched it 10 times and probably will watch it 10 more times, maybe even more than that. But so how you get healthy. First step, the very first step to being healthy is making the decision that you're going to get healthy. You say, "Yo, Mike, it's April. Yo, I did that back in January for New Year's Eve and I'm done with it. Yo, I ate 6 carrots for 2 days and I didn't work for me." Okay. I get it. We're human. We're human. You fall off that horse, you get back on. You fall off again, you get back on. You fall off again. You keep getting up and keep reasserting yourself, retrying, pushing yourself. Now, we all have our vices. We all have our addictions. Food, while it is something that we need to sustain our life, it's also an addiction. Real talk. You know it just like I know it. So, we got to be honest with ourselves. Now, I just want to touch base before I continue on the cosmetic solutions, the shortcuts, and there are many. I don't want to say this word, but I'm going to say it. Ozempic is one of the latest craze. Started out as a diabetic medicine. Now everybody's using it for weight loss, quick weight loss. Tummy tucks used to be the old term. Now they're doing lap band, cutting out part of your stomach. I haven't seen anybody that's been successful with those things long term. They may do it and it'd be great for a couple months, even some years, but eventually, their habits, their cravings, and in some cases, their gluttony bring them back to an unhealthy body and an unhealthy life. I am not knocking anybody for trying. Okay. If your doctor says you need to lose 150 pounds immediately and you get your stomach, a band put around your stomach or whatever, to lose that weight and you need to do that, then do that. Do what is good for you. Me, personally, I am anti-pharmaceutical. I am anti-surgery. My wife has very long hair. Natural grows out of her head hair. Long natural nails. I am blessed, fortunate, and to be married to a beauty, natural beauty inside and out. And we were in a big box store. I'm not saying any name because I'm not sponsored. Support the show, please. This worker at the store just came up and grabbed my wife's hair. Is this yours? Is this, I wanted to punch her ass in the face, but I didn't react fast enough. At least I could have just said, "Oh, yo, what you doing?" I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. She's like, "Oh, wow, it's beautiful." My point of saying that is, I like my food like I like my wife. Natural. I like natural things in that natural state, just like this. You see this? I wasn't going to try any hair loss solutions. When I started looking like Sherman Hemsley from the Jeffersons, it was time to let the hair go. I'm not rocking a peninsula. That's all I had. That's 100. So I've been rocking the baldy for a long time. And the first time I did it, my daughter, shout out to my daughter and my grandkids and her husband, cool guy. But she didn't know I was doing it. I didn't know I was doing it. It was a summer, my ex-wife and I, my first wife, I had my daughter with me for the summer. She was young. I don't even know if she was a teenager yet. She was a preteen, definitely. But I just went in the bathroom one day and I was about to, the hairline wasn't really fit. I'm just like, yo, it's time. And I shaved it off. And I came out the bathroom and she was like, Dad. No, I'll never forget that. And I've been bald ever since. And I enjoy it. It's very refreshing. I don't have to worry about no hair. So I had a head full of hair. But genetics, maybe my diet contributed to it. I'm saying all of that to say embrace yourself. Accept yourself and then strive and work towards being the best version of that self. Food can be poison, it can just sustain you, or it can be medicine. Food can be medicine. Hence this ginger right here. I don't have any honey. I don't have anything in there. It's just ginger. And it's a little like finely gritty. And I don't want to say pungent, but it has a very strong flavor. I took a ladle and poured some in this cup. It's still on the stove right now on simmer. And I'm just going to leave it there, simmering, getting stronger and stronger. So when I take a sip, boom, ba-da-boom, boom, boom, it has those positive health effects. But listen, if you want to know what I do, I'm going to share with you what I do on a daily basis. I am not perfect. I could be in better shape. I have some vices that I need to quit. Full disclosure. But at damn near 60, when I just had my annual physical, did the doc say, you good? You good? All the blood tests, everything came back good? I'm here to tell you, I got the proof. I got the proof. Okay. And I'm a few years away from 60. I'm years away from 60. So I'm not there yet, but I like to say damn near 60 because I am. That's the next milestone for me. So it's really simple if you want to have a healthier you. It's not complicated. Put healthier foods and beverages in your body. Step one, simple. Exercise at least 5 days a week. I mean, no, least, I'll say at least 4 days a week for at least 30 minutes. Simple. Simple. That's it. Excuse me. That's it. It's not complicated. It's so easy. And you say, yo, Mike, it's not that easy. Okay. Okay. Who's in control of what you put in your mouth? What was that? You. Right? Talking to the adults here. So We have become a people that do not eat for sustenance, that do not eat for health. We eat for pleasure. Particularly here in America, we eat till we can't move. We eat for deliciousness. I need to reiterate, I am not judging you. I am not judging anyone. It's your life. It's your body. Do as you want. And I understand that there are forces working against us. And I'm not going to get into the controversial opinions I have about the ties between the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare industry and why they need the masses to be a lethargic yet functional labor force. Not going there today. There's a couple episodes you may want to listen to. One is called Fuck Your Work, I'm Not Lazy. That's one you might want to check into. One is Vegan versus Carnivore. I have another episode out there. I have several episodes. Dig in. Y'all got almost 190, 189 episodes. It's meaty. Like I said, it's substance here. It's substance here. For you, check me out, dig deep, and then holler at me if you want to be a guest, if you want to communicate, if you want to talk, vibe, whatever, a good human, reach out. So that's the first putting getting your mind right about what you're going to dedicate yourself to. The change, make the decision. I want to become healthier. I want to change. Okay. Now, I slip up, but I try my best to maintain consistency. My wife and my son do as well. My daughter, she lives in a different state. She just started revisiting working out. Shout out to daughter. Mwah, love you to death. And setting that example when you have children, when your children see you nibbling on a carrot or a piece of celery regularly, when they see you doing your push-ups, your squats, or let's say, hey, let's go for a walk, or see you running, or see you hitting that treadmill, or see you lifting weights, or see you working out, sweating, doing whatever activity. I'm reminded of yet another movie, the first Back to the Future. The difference when Michael J. Fox had his father face his fears, and they that near the end of the movie, he was a he wasn't a way he was an active person. These decisions, the point of that is to tell you that these decisions that we make affect your whole life, your whole quality of life, the things and opportunities you may have in your life. And that's a fact. Now, some of those forces I was talking about are, I'm not going to say no names, but just let's just call it fast food. Majority of them don't sell no salads. Can you go to a fast food drive-through and get a vegetable basket? Nope. Well, last time you've seen a vegetable commercial? Or do you see commercials and HD close-ups with cheese melting and salt sprinkling and sugary frosting and frost, I mean, sugary beverages? I would dare say that is all, if not, I mean, most, if not all, of what is advertised to us, what we are encouraged to consume. Think about that for a second. Why are you not seeing HD commercials of what I enjoy eating as a favorite snack? Hummus and celery. Get some slice, some carrots and some celery into sticks and get the little thing of hummus. And scoop it up. And some people are like, yeah, I don't like the way that tastes. I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. That's fine. I enjoy that. It's a healthy snack that is very fulfilling for me. For me. But think about those things working against you. So it's an uphill battle. One of the things my wife and I incorporated into our household is Meatless Monday. Monday, we don't eat any meat at breakfast, lunch, or dinner. No meat. And woo, this last joint, yo. So last Monday, I drop every Wednesday most of the time. I try to be on schedule. We had lentils, beans, and corn. And I want to say that was a brown rice, but maybe it wasn't. It might have been something else. And then a tomato cucumber salad with a little bit of red onion and this vinaigrette and wifey made from scratch. Yo, wifey be hooking it up. She don't like me talking about her. She's like, stop talking about me. She's on a few episodes. So we just had sex is one of the episodes she's on. She's on a couple of different episodes. She won't get on the video one yet. I'm gonna get it up. Get it. It was nutritious and delicious. The beans with the corn and then the rice. Oh, that wasn't rice though. It might have been something else. It might have been farro or something. I can't. No, it wasn't farro because it's like a super fine grain rice. But and that salad with the vinaigrette, mwah. I think she like vinegar and honey. She mixed up the style. It was banging. And my son, he ain't even hit preteen yet. And he's almost as tall as his mother, strong as an ox. He's probably gonna be about 7 feet tall. But he went back for more. He went back for more. So food. I want to say ever, but I won't say ever, but it should not be. Just wholeheartedly pleasurable. If you wrap your mind around that for a minute and think about eating and why you eating what you're eating, if you're eating it for the flavor and the pleasure of that, maybe you should think about eating for the health benefits to my body, right? So, one of the lifebloods of a car, if not the lifeblood of a car, is oil, engine oil, right? Comes in a variety of weights and grades, WD-40, I mean, not WD-40, 10W-30, 10W-40, oil, right? That's the healthiest thing you can put in your engine. You don't want to put lard or olive oil in there, right? It's not the best thing for the engine. It's the same thing for all of these wonderful functions that are amazing things we call bodies. Our bodies are amazing. Your heart, brain, lungs, all of these veins and system and muscles and ligaments and skin. It's all of these things that comprise this one functioning organism. And I can't express to you how great you feel mentally, spiritually, and physically when you are on a healthy diet. Once again, I'm not optimal. I'm not perfect. I am not optimized. I slip. I like sweets. I like the cakes, the pie. I love all of that. I try to do my best to do it in moderation as a treat, not a regular dessert on a daily basis. But when you are feeling healthy, when you are feeding your body good nutrition, it changes your life. Excuse me. Now, I have some research. I'm trying not to make this episode too long, but and I'm going to share that research with you in just a second. But I think some of these researches are skewed. Everybody's not the same. Even twins are different. So saying everybody has to have a BMI, a body mass index, or a fat level of this, you know, these generalizations that are supposed to be applied to everyone, I don't think work for everyone. So you have to take that information and customize it to yourself. Now, age matters, race matters, heredity matters, DNA matters. All of these things matter. Okay? So all 5'5" women that are in height that are 5'5" don't need to be 130 pounds and still be healthy. You can have some that's 110 pounds of healthy. You can have a 200-pound 5'5" woman that's healthy because we have different body types. So for me, it's really not about the weight. It's about how you feel, how your body functions, how the blood tests come out when you go to the doctor. And there's, you know, medicine is advancing. Tests are advancing. What we can tell, we are going to be living longer, generally speaking, right? So make the choice, make the decision. Start somewhere, start slowly. Start, say, one day a week, I'm going to eat a carrot instead of having a bag of chips. If you don't like carrots, find something that you do like that's a vegetable. Get organic if you can. You know, so you don't ingest those pesticides. Look up the Dirty Dozen when it comes to pesticides. There are some fruits and vegetables that absorb pesticides more than others. So check that out. But just make the choice to be healthier. And, you know, when I think things through, I was like, you know, should I do this episode? Imagine if this episode blew up and the world became healthier and there's more people. It's like, do we need more people on the planet? If we're healthier, that's more people. Hey, there's still a lot to contend with, right? Man-made wars and destructiveness. Nature can wipe out. There was just a on that note, I think a 7.7, 7.8 huge earthquake in Taiwan. At the risk of sounding cliche, my thoughts and prayers go out to those. So just let's send a little positive energy, positive vibes to the people of Taiwan. As of this recording, the last I checked, it's very early in the morning, April 4th. Excuse me, April 3rd, Wednesday, April 3rd. And there were four people dead and thousands have been injured. Certainly that death toll is probably going to go up. So man-made disasters and natural disasters can happen and take any of us out at any time. And sometimes it does it in mass. So I think the earth will correct our numbers when it needs to happen. But let me just share some of this. So, like I said, I don't want to make this episode too long. So, just to share a little insight in terms of how we are worldwide, globally, adult obesity has doubled since 1990, and adolescent early obesity has quadrupled since 1990. Think about that for a second. It's a lot of weight. Now, this is worldwide. In 2022, 2.5 billion adults 18 years old or older were overweight. Now, that's more than 25% of the population. Of those, 890 million were living with obesity, severely overweight. That's worldwide. I'm going to get to just the US, where I currently reside, and most of my listeners do too, and watchers on YouTube. When you are lethargic, when you are unhealthy and your weight is too much, it has a profound effect on your overall life. I get it. I understand. Okay. But there's hope and there's work ahead for you. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's more than worth it. It's like finding a treasure chest full of precious gems and metals. In the United States, between 1990 and 2022, the United States adult obesity rate increased from 21.2% to 43.8% in women, and from 16.9% to 41.6% in men. And we're still only the 36th in the world for the highest obesity rates. That's bananas. That's bananas. So I have some other stats here. I overstat myself, I over research, and I'd rather have more. Like I tell one of the things I tell my son, I'd rather have it and not need it instead of need it and not have it. So I'm just going to tell you some of the things that I recommend. One, can't stress how important this is. It's the number one thing I recommend. If you don't do anything else from this episode, drink water. Drink water. Eighty-5%, and I think that's a conservative estimate. 85% of all the beverages I put in my body on a daily basis is water. Because I don't drink the ginger tea. It's not even the tea, really. I don't drink this every day. What does that say? So I drink water. My son, like I said, who's a preteen, he don't drink nothing but water. He don't like juice. Occasionally he'll drink some chocolate milk. But 95% of what he drinks is water, and I love him for it. He loves water. The day he was in the kitchen, he downed a glass. Like I said, my son is gonna be large and strong, just anyway, he downed this glass of water. He said, "Ah, so refreshing." And that just makes my heart proud. It makes me so proud that he's not into the sodas or the fruit juices or anything like that. Soda is killing you slowly. And none of the big brands out there, I know y'all powerful. And the pharmaceutical, because I know y'all powerful, and maybe that they may be suppressing me because of the positivity I'm trying to give to the world, I'm trying to be a light in the world. But they're killing you. They're keeping you sluggish and slow and overweight. You're drinking sugar. Now, I know the refreshing feeling of a carbonated sugary drink. I get it. But when, before I became self-employed, decades ago, I remember having, a job, and some people would start their day with a 32 or 44 ounce cup of soda. And even juices in the containers, even the ones that say 100% juice, They're processed, and then they boil them down, they concentrate them, then they put sugar in it and add water. It's not like a fresh squeezed orange or a fresh squeezed grapefruit or whatever juice. It's not juicing something. I know the forces that are working against us. I know it. But you can do this. So that's number one. I know it's an addiction, right? You think to yourself, drink only water. And there's all kinds of water, right? Like I have a glass water bottle. We don't use plastic water bottles. Save the planet. I don't, and there are people that just toss them. They don't even recycle them. But we have a, we are fortunate. We have a refrigerator with a filter, and we refill glass water bottles. We take them with them wherever we're going. And we reuse those glass water bottles. We do not use plastic water bottles. We don't buy water from the store. And I know there's pH water and alkaline water and all these different waters now. Once again, I'm not judging. I hope it don't sound judgy. I'm just telling you what I do, what my family and I do, in an effort to be our best selves and to have the healthiest bodies. Now, there's tons of videos out there. You can go down the rabbit hole, and I urge you to do it. But be careful with that information and do what feels good to you, what feels right to you, what gets results for you. And like I said, consult with your physician before you do or implement or start any of these things that I'm telling you. Number two. And like I told you, this is simple exercise. And you say, yo, it just makes me tired saying the word. I get it. I get it. I don't exercise as much as I should. I don't. And lately, I've been really slipping. And I have obligations that I have to move every day. So I'm lifting. So I'm not sedentary. I'm not sitting a lot without some movement daily, daily. But there's a difference in your mind and your body, how your mind and body receives it when you consciously say, I'm going to exercise for my health. So even if you have a job that is physically demanding, that's not going to translate into your body as if you at the gym, and you don't need a gym. Let me just be clear about that. You do not need a membership anywhere. Exercise can be done by simply going for a walk, period. That's all you need to do. You can start with 10 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. Go for a 5 minute walk. We all got smartphones now, right? Or the trackers or watches. You can start your progress. I have an app that I use and I want to say it, but they give me no, I don't want to say their name. Just search. There are free apps out there that can count your steps, can you can watch at the end of the week and be proud of yourself and say, I walked X amount of steps. I burned X amount of calories. We have many tools to our disposal right now that you should take advantage of. Okay. Now, I reiterate, check with your physician first before doing any exercise, before starting anything. Okay. Ask your doctor, can I do this? Okay. Because as with anything, another thing I tell my son, too much of anything is not good. Okay. Now, there are the bodybuilders like The Rock comes to mind. The Lou Ferrigno used to play the old Hulk. That's just, they can't scratch their back because they have leaned in to what's called bodybuilding. I'm not trying to be that. Big ups to those guys. They look phenomenal. Muscles upon muscles upon muscles. Body fat is to a minimum. They're just big muscles. I don't want to be that. That's just me personally. But maybe you start work, walking 6 months. Then you start adding a little jogging in there. Maybe you start doing, finding an hour in the day just to exercise. That's why I say start out 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 15 minutes. And then I say, if you can do 30 minutes a day regularly, you will be a healthier person. If you just walk a mile or two 4 to 6 days a week, make that a habit, you will be a healthier person. Drink water, go for a walk. First two things, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? Yes. Next, herbs, vegetables, and fruits. That last one, fruits, are sugary. They have a lot of sugar. But I tell my wife, people never gonna tell me nothing bad about fruit. It is nature's sugar, it's God's sugar. It is not refined, processed white sugar. Okay. I remember growing up in New York seeing people walking around chewing on sugar canes. It's remarkable growing up in New York City, just the things that you see. Oh. But sugar cane, many people used to do it. And I would imagine they still do. I don't want to show you the bag, but whoops, that's my calculator. I don't know how that looked on camera. But can you see this? Let me look at my recording real quick. Trying to get my people. I on these a lot. You say, what is that? A Slim Jim? No, it is not. See that? This is hard. This is dried out. It's a licorice root. A lot of people call it a chew stick. It's good for your teeth, good for your breath, and good for those that are want to stop vaping. Anyway, so dang it. So I just while well, I rinsed this, I rinsed some. When I get them out the bag, I rinse them off first. But something like this, I would pop in half. I just chew on it, and it's just it's not a snack, but it's just a healthy thing to do. But there is a world of herbs, fruits, and vegetables. A world of it. And I encourage you to lean into it. You can do things with herbs that make any dish just delicious. So, excuse me. Some of the herbs that can be or have the effect of an antibiotic. Excuse me. I told you some food can be medicine. You heard me burp. I just want to say something. Don't be afraid to fart and burp. Okay? And I know you're like, what? That's your body. Let that out. So I know in public it's considered rude. I would like it not to be rude anyway, because you don't want to be holding. That's gas that needs to come out. Just like, do you know how the weight comes off of you? Sweat, pee, and poop. It doesn't evaporate and vanish. You pee out stuff. So people are like, I don't want to pee that much. I don't want to drink water. It makes me pee more. Yes. Pee, fart, belch. Your body, just let it be natural. And of course, have your etiquette. Excuse me. And if you know it's going to be stinky, stinky, then excuse yourself and then let it out. But I just wanted to say that. Fruit is delicious. Now, I don't know how you like your fruit. On occasion, I will melt some chocolates. Don't have to be Valentine's Day. I will get some organic strawberries and rinse them and cut them. You know, cut the green part off, cut them in the middle, and I'll take a fork and I will take that little bowl of cut strawberries and I will dip it. I will drown it in the melted milk chocolate and eat it. I told my wife the other day, I said, I want one of those chocolate fountains in the house. She likes cold chocolate. I like warm chocolate. That's just me. Please let me know. Reach out. Shout out in anywhere, the socials, YouTube, in the comments. Let me know. Are you a cold chocolate person or a warm chocolate person? Big ups to my warm chocolate people. To me, cold chocolate, it just takes the taste. Unless I'm eating an ice cream covered in chocolate, something like that. But big ups to my warm chocolate people. Warm chocolate, team warm chocolate right here. So I have a treat like that. Sometimes I will take caramel and I will melt it and I will take a green apple. I like green apple. I'll do any apple, but I like the green apple and I will process it and rinse it and slice it in the wedges and I will dip it in there. Those are my little guilty pleasures. And I'm like, yo, I'm still eating fruit though. I'm still eating fruit. So I'm still eating my fruit, but you got to treat yourself. Like I said, moderation and balance, for me works. But vegetables, I can eat. I love all my vegetables raw. Corn, broccoli, carrot. I mean, all the veggies. And I'll just throw raw veggies into a bowl. Got to be careful though. A lot of times I'll just use some olive oil. And let me let you in on one of the things that I do too. If I've been, a little bad for the week, like I said, I had a whole apple and a bowl of caramel. I was like, all right, tomorrow I need to, make my salad better. I don't put no salad dressing on it. You know what I do? I cut up a lemon. I'll take maybe half of the lemon and I'll squeeze lemon juice on my salad. It's one of the best natural, guilt-free salad dressings for me, because those salad dressings in the bottle, yo, I know you like the ranch and the Thousand Island and the French and all of these other joints, but they kill the nutritional value, or they minimize, they lower the nutritional value of a salad. But I can just nibble on some broccoli by itself, raw. And I know some people are like, ew. But I remember my grandmother, rest in peace, Nana. She's called popping beans. She'll get some string beans, a couple pounds of string beans, and pop them. And she taught me how to pop them. But I would just pop them. I love raw green beans. Delicious. Delicious. Raw corn is good. It just makes me a little gassy, though. And I try to limit it, but it's really delicious, too. Once again, consult your physician before you try any of this. Natural antibiotics, foods that can have an antibiotic effect. And if you combine these, I used to do this daily shot, and I'm going to start doing it again. It can get a little pricey because it's like Manuka honey and everything else is organic. Manuka honey is a certain kind of honey. Do your research on that. Supposed to have some real good medicinal effects on the body. Is it true? I can't say for sure. Just like with all of these supplements, I can't say for sure. They're not regulated by the FDA. Not that just because something's regulated by the FDA is good. But a lot of these nutritional supplements, these supplements, they can put any claim on that bottle. And once again, I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's sourced properly. I don't know any of this. Wifey is on the what is it called? The sea moss now, and the sea moss and elderberry little mixed joint. Anyway, so garlic, yo, it's not just good for keeping away vampires. Maybe that's why. Garlic. I love garlic. Love garlic. I make some many dishes with garlic, and it's so good. But garlic, honey, ginger, oregano, turmeric, echinacea, thyme, mere clove, horseradish, onion, coconut oil, chili, eucalyptus, peppers, apple cider vinegar. Listen, do your own research, do your own due diligence. But food can be medicine. And I know I've said it several times now. There's books out there. There's books about blood type. There's books on how to use food for medicine. Dive into this. Feel better. A healthy you, I'm telling you, it's worth the effort. Like I said, eating organic can be more expensive. Preparing food, but take one day a week, one of your off days, and prepare as much as you can for at least the next few days. Do the chopping, the dicing. Because, yeah, some of this stuff, it's going to require some effort. Going through the drive-through and getting the burger and fries and the soda, treat yourself once a month. Once again, I'm not judging you. I'm not. I love you. I'm not judge. I love human beings. So I'm not judging you. Okay? I just know what it feels like to be healthy when you start putting good stuff in your body. And I'm telling you, it feels great. I'm telling you, it's worth it. And I'm telling you, you can start whenever you are ready to start, whenever you're ready to make that decision. And I'm not selling no products. I'm not saying get my ebook or get this thing in the bottle that I just had manufactured. I'm telling you this from my heart to yours. That's why I'm telling you this. I want to get to vitamin D. I know we all heard of it, vitamin D, D3. I wanted to provide some useful information. And first, if you don't know, vitamin D is really about your skeletal health, your bones, right? And that leads to other things. You want to avoid osteoporosis, especially as you get older. Excuse me. You can get vitamin D for free on a sunny day. It's really that easy. Days that you don't get it, vitamin D gets stored in your fat cells for months. Months. So it's okay if you're not out in the sunshine every day. But I looked at these studies. There was one in Valencia, Spain. And Valencia, Spain is about the same latitude as Kansas City, Missouri. And they took into account the amount of clothing and the season of the year. In the spring and summer, you got about 25% of the body that's exposed, right? Hands, face, neck, and arms. You're wearing short sleeves, you're wearing shorts. And at noon, or whenever the peak sun time is on a sunny day, all you need is about 8 to 10 minutes of sun exposure to get the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D. Do not take that to the bank. I've done some research, got this from several sources. Do your own due diligence. It can take you all of a minute or less. Put into any search engine that you use. Most of us use the world's most popular one. Starts with a G. Not saying anything. Not sponsored. Support the show, please. Do it right now. Support the show. Pause. Support the show. Come back. How much sun do I need to get the daily recommended amount of vitamin D? type that into your boom to your search engine. The results will come up. Boom, there you go. You're off to the races. So you can get your own advice. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. But that's one of those advantages. You're going out for a walk on a sunny day. And I know here in Texas, it's about to just get too damn hot to go outside, you know, after 9 a.m. and before to go outside before 8 p.m. It's too hot. It's oppressively hot. And this climate change thing that's going on, our climates are changing. My understanding this past winter, it barely snowed in New York. And I grew up in snow in New York. You know, I grew up born and raised in New York City. This, it used to snow feet, several times in the winter. So, you know, you can get your vitamin D, and it's important. And I believe we will find the sun and sun exposure has many health benefits, even just for mood alone. So I would suggest that. That's all I have today, and I really need to go check my pot of ginger. This is cold now, but I'm not going to let it go to waste. But one last thing, carbohydrates. There are good carbs and bad carbs. Good carbs like whole grains, brown rice, and legumes do not raise blood glucose quickly. Bad carbs like white bread, cookies, sugary sodas, they cause your blood glucose to rise quickly. I have a bunch of stats. Like I said, this is already too long. Simple. Increase your water intake, exercise, fruits, vegetables, herbs, fried food, carbs to a minimum. It's really that simple. Sticking to it after you make the decision to be a healthier you is a challenge. I get it, but you can do it. Do it with me. I'm doing it. You do it. And treat yourself. Balance, moderation is important. Treat yourself. I'm not saying deny yourself completely. I was vegan for a minute, and I found myself falling victim to the HD commercials, the steaks grilling, the cheese melting on the juicy fat cheeseburger, seeing the salt bounce off the fried French fries in high definition. So I get it. There are forces working against us. Fight back. Fight back. I really want to take the time to thank you, as I always do, for listening and for watching. Excuse me. For those that support the show, thank you for doing so. For even participating just by commenting, liking, sharing, following, subscribing, doing those things really, really show your love. They show your support, and I'm urging you to do that, please. If you really like to support the show even more and would like to contribute financially, the money is used to grow the show. Okay. And if you have skills that you'd like to lend to the show, reach out. Talk to me. Mike'sOpinionShow@gmail.com is how you can contact me, or any of the socials. Slide into my DMs. Direct message me, instant message me. I love to communicate. I love to vibe. I love to exchange ideas. You know, I love positivity. And I welcome all that positive energy. And if you want to spit the negative at me, then that's fine too. I will I will read or listen to what you have to say. Okay. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you are okay. And if you're not okay, find a pathway to okay. Healthy diet and exercise is a step in that direction. I'm Mike. This is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Again, thank you so much for watching and for listening. I see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.